All right, so the top excuses people give when they're late, right? And they're stopped by the cops.
Okay. Oh, so wait a minute. This is pulled over? Okay, so.
Babysitter didn't show up.
Yep.
Car broke down. Family member was sick. There was too much traffic. All very realistic. Real things that happen all the time, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you get pulled over for speeding or something like that if there's traffic, right? It causes a problem
there. I don't think you could use all those excuses at once. I think you have to choose probably which one works best for you.
Yeah, that makes more sense, I guess.
But what was the real crazy reason why you were late? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. My best friend Danielle, they're always late, her family. Mm-hmm. And it's not her fault. I will give her that. It is her husband Charlie's fault.
Sounds
every
like a disclaimer.
No, it's never her. It's him. And he's the guy that, we've got somewhere to be in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm getting in the shower. And you're like, what do you mean you're getting in the shower? You know, and everyone's panicked because we're late.
Who showers 5 minutes before you have to go?
Charlie.
I mean, if anything, as a guy, we do get dressed in a quick time. Mm. I've got a million times, Anna, where my wife is like, you know, we're leaving in 10, 15 minutes. Like, are you going to get ready? In my mind, I already know what I'm wearing. So when I go up and change, it takes 2 seconds for me to literally be ready.
But
whereas my wife
leave,
has to go outfit to outfit to outfit.
If you have to leave in 5 minutes, I don't understand how that's when you decide that that's time to shower. But
yeah,
that's
no,
Charlie.
Shower's out of the question at that point. You're just wetting the hair and going.
Anyway, we were meeting at a barbecue yesterday and we were supposed to be there at 1 o'clock. So 1 o'clock comes. Mm-hmm. She's not there. No big deal. They're always late.
Yeah.
1:10 comes. No. 1:20. 1:30, I start the texting. I'm like, where are you?
Yeah, I want potato salad. Let's go.
Yeah, you're in charge of bringing cookies. I know we haven't had hot dogs yet, but I'm ready for a cookie.
Yeah. You
know? A squirrel got into their car and they could not get the squirrel out. So she was. I was like, stop it.
Come on.
Stop.
The
right?
inside of the regular part of the car or like the engine?
The regular part of the car.
What?
And you would think that you would just open the door and the squirrel would just run out. No such luck.
Oh, he just wants to camp in there.
Going around and go, and then everybody's screaming. And she calls me and all I hear is her kids screaming in the background.
Open every door. Open every door.
I'm like, all right, you know what? Forget the barbecue. Forget the cookies.
Just survive.
Just survive the whole thing. But sometimes real crazy things happen when you're late for events.
Yeah. Yeah, it does happen. This weekend, actually, I was supposed to help a friend move, and I have a van. And so when you have a van or a truck, you know, you're always the first person that somebody calls. It's not like a van that I drive around like a creeper. It's a 25-year-old van that I use for my business, and I hardly ever take it out. Well, it's got some mechanical issues. So, you know, you'll start it up. You never know what you're going to get, right? Mm-hmm. One day it runs perfectly fine. You're like, wow, 25 years old. This is a great van.
Yeah.
Other times you can barely get down the road. Also, I do have to, you know, dump a cup of power steering fluid in it every time I want to drive it anywhere, else you can't turn the wheel.
Doesn't seem safe.
Yeah. So I get in it and it does this thing where it doesn't seem like it's getting gas, and then it'll pull over the side of the road. And then if you floor it, the transmission will slam into gear and it'll almost do a peel out, and you'll think you're going to drop the drive shaft right on the side of the road.
Yeah.
It was doing that fun thing this weekend. And so I ended up being a half hour late. Turns out I missed the first load.
Oh.
Guys already left with the first two truck loads. That was great. So then I had to sit around and wait for 45 minutes and they were basically done.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just an apartment. So I kind of got lucky. But my friend was not pleased.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why were you late? 1-800-330-9999. That nuts thing that happened that nobody believed you, but it definitely did. One of my best girlfriends was late to a barbecue yesterday because a squirrel got loose in her car. How about that for an excuse for being late?
Seems pretty crazy. But I mean, if there's a photo, I guess you're good.
1-800-330-9999. What was the real reason why you were late and no one believed you?
Well, one time in college, I was in a parking lot and this woman jumped on the hood of my car, pounding on it, pounding on the windshield, asking for money for Burger King. For a second, I was like, wait, this can't be happening. And I'm like, no, this shouldn't be happening. And I was trying to get her off and she wouldn't get off of my hood. And I was nervous to go out there. So I was like, I'm going to call the cops. And I called the cops and I was 35 minutes late to my psych class. And nobody, of course, my professor didn't believe me because who would believe a story like that, right?
Wait, so hold on. Did really you say happened. To your professor there was a woman banging on my windshield asking for Burger King money? And I had to wait for the cops to come to remove her. And when you tried to get her off, did you turn the windshield wipers on? Is that how you got her off?
Hit the spray. Hit the spray.
I didn't want her breaking those windshield wipers. She was ready to do it all. She was ready to go ham on that car.
I mean, not for nothing, man. I'll just take $5 and put it out the window at some point. Like, I mean, waiting for the cops to come when you make the call. Like, I'd just be like, here's the money.
But I'd be scared.
Here's what I have.
You get scared and you're just like, yeah, I'm not going to open this window. What if she tries to get in the car
just
then?
Just crack it like a sliver.
I didn't want her spitting on me. I didn't want to be. I was glad that I had a car in between us, honestly, just because I didn't. Yeah.
It's terrible. We're laughing, but it's not funny.
Come on, man.
Well,
should have hit them wipers, though.
Hi, it's Hannah and Raven. Why were you late?
So I am a caffeine addict, and I have to have my coffee before work. And like every other workplace, I feel like our work coffee is kind of garbage. So I go to Starbucks in the morning, but lately the line has been so long that I've been late, like, I don't know, maybe 4 times in the last couple of weeks. And my boss is at the point where he just kind of rolls his eyes when I walk in.
Wow. I can't imagine saying to our boss, I'm late because I had to stop to get coffee.
Well, the problem is that when we're late, everybody knows it.
Right.
That's the thing.
Literally.
Other people, you know, they get late and maybe one or two people might notice it. But, you know, when we're late, everybody knows and we're instantly in trouble. I had that love for caffeine when I was allowed it. Man, remember when I was drinking those 2 large iced coffees every morning, Anna?
Oh, I thought you were going to have a heart attack. And then you would yell at me. I'd be like, Raven, you're too amped. It's too much caffeine. You got to cut back. And you'd be like, this is the way I am, Anna! You have to accept me for the way I am! And I'd be like, he was like the Incredible Hulk. Like, when you see the veins in your forehead starting to pop
out. I got so much done, though.
Yeah.
I did get a lot done during that time. It was very efficient.
I didn't think you were going to survive it, to be honest.
Yeah, neither did the doctors.
Yep. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Why were you late?
Well, I was late because there was a jumper on the bridge on the way to work.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Yeah, legit. For 4 hours, I was stuck in traffic, taking all my calls through the phone in the car, doing my, you know, doing my daily stuff. And this guy, I mean, thankfully he never jumped, but it could have resolved it sooner than 4 hours, I wish. So.
Oh, my. But they do. They shut everything down when that happens. I mean, it's terrible. Like, don't. Everything about it is absolutely terrible. But,
sure.
But they. You're stuck. You just have to sit there. You're stuck. What are you going to do?
Yep.
I mean, but I feel like anybody on the phone's giving you the benefit of the doubt. If the second line is, hey, it's Jim, and then it's, I'm stuck on the bridge because there's somebody getting ready to possibly end their life.
Right.
That's.
Yeah.
I feel like you get the leeway.
You get an excuse.
As long as you got gas and the air conditioner's working, you know.
Oh, but can you imagine that stress if you got like a quarter tank and it's 95 degrees outside?
Right.
Oh, boy.
Right.